Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah.
Damn, do the rerun.
This one goes out to Larry in the truck.
Oh.
He's wanted this one for 3 weeks. We got you, Larry.
Yeah, boy. I feel
like Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Funk Friday, noon hour, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate.
Ain't nobody dance like Rerun, but Rerun hit that.
Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Get to an NFL No Huddle in a couple of minutes. Sports Jeopardy at the back end of the hour. Lots to get to. Bo back with us today as well after the 48-hour hangover from Metallica. We'll hear about what happened at the Metallica. I know that's not what it was. He was working yesterday, I know. But
that one sounds better.
Yeah, 48-hour hangover sounds way cooler.
Yeah, it sounds a lot better.
But he'll tell us about the Metallica show in the back page coming up at 12:40 as well. If you were in a funk band, what instrument would you want to play?
Guitar.
Really, guitar?
Yeah.
I'd want to be bass.
Okay. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that, but yeah.
Good bass?
Like, just over there making the face like how Bootsy them used to do?
But I'd be making the face on the bass. You're slapping it. Doing all the whole thing starts with you.
Oh yeah, but still, like my favorite guitar obviously is Jimmy, but I love them all, man. But yeah, Bootsy though, Bootsy was the one though. Bootsy, so yeah, Bootsy Collins, hint Jimmy. I love Ernie from Isley Brothers, mm-hmm. his brother with that. So because I always wanted to play the guitar, but then when she actually bought me one, somebody didn't borrow it. This is a hard damn instrument,
hard.
Dude.
Hurts your fingertips, too, when you
start. Prince, and obviously, yes, Prince.
Yeah, oh yeah, Prince.
But, yeah. But
arguably the greatest.
Because when you were in a band, what did you play?
Guitar.
You played the guitar, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Did you use a pick?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, usually.
Okay.
Usually. But then, other times we did the ones that were kind of more like acoustic style,
okay.
So you're kind of doing finger picking.
Uh-huh.
But, like, yeah, if it's like a harder song and you want to sound a little louder and all that, throw a pick in there.
Nice.
I like the real firm ones because they have like different gauges of picks.
Never knew that.
Yeah, why would you? Why would you know that?
Yeah.
Some of them are like real flimsy and stuff, and some of them are real stiff and like a little thicker.
Uh-huh.
I like a stiff,
I knew you
got to
go there.
Yeah. That's the kind of pick I like.
I knew you got to go there.
We'd go. I don't know how people avoid doing this. They must obviously buy more expensive guitar strings than we did. But if we were doing a show, I would break like half my strings every time.
Dude, so were you like a standstill guitarist, or were you like into it?
Well, at first when I sucked, I had to stand still to concentrate.
Right, right.
I was like, all right, we got it. Okay, we got it.
Right.
This one,
but
and then we got to play this
but
one.
But when you were in a band?
But as we got better, yeah. You started to get a little more stage
How
presence.
How much money did y'all make?
Just nothing. No money. No money.
Y'all ain't never get paid to play.
Yeah, we did. There was like a couple shows we got paid. I don't know. Probably the most we ever got paid for one show was probably like $250.
Between four guys?
Yeah, between four guys.
Tell me y'all name again.
I can't. Can't say it on the radio.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I can't say the name of the band on the radio. It is right. FCC non-compliant.
Okay.
Which is a stupid thing to name your band because you would like to tell people about it on the radio.
Correct.
Like, obviously, we never got anywhere near that. The peak of our run was my freshman year of college we had had a teacher in high school whose husband was like the whatever talent booker or something like that for University of Washington events. Mm-hmm. And so my freshman orientation, there was a band called Real Big Fish, okay. which maybe people remember, maybe not. They were like a ska band. Uh-huh. Do you even remember when ska, like, was like a rock band that would have trumpets in it?
I have no clue.
Okay, so there was a band called Real Big Fish, and they were playing our
Mighty Boston.
Kind of like that, yeah. Okay. Yeah. They were playing our the freshman orientation, and whoever was opening for him bailed last minute, uh-huh. and they were like scrambling, and they called me and they were like, hey, could you guys do that? We're like, sure.
Right.
So we opened for Real Big Fish.
Did you ever?
It was fun.
That's awesome.
It was a lot of people.
Did
there,
I ever
actually.
Have anybody come look at you?
Yeah. Dude, you don't
no,
have
no,
to
no,
be.
No, no, no.
You don't have to be in a good.
I'm talking about an agent.
Oh, no. God, no. No. Nothing like that.
Did you have a studio time?
We recorded an album.
Get out.
Yeah.
Where's it at?
It's in my house. There's various copies out there somewhere. I got one in a box in the attic.
Nice. Is it on like.
Nope.
Can Bo play it on as a bumper?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I maybe. There might be a couple. It's not good. Like, you'd hear it and be like, what's this crap?
Come on,
like,
man. Don't doubt yourself.
No, it's we not doubting. It. Oh, okay, I'll try to find it. I'll try to find it. We can try to use it.
Yeah.
I don't think, most of the lyrics probably, every song was weird. Like, and maybe inappropriate.
Oh.
Like, Herb, you want to know what, the topic of our main song was? The song that people liked the most?
Okay.
It was about a kid who was in high school.
Uh-huh.
Who had a big math test coming up,
all right.
but also thought maybe he might be sexually attracted to his tutor.
Okay.
So he kind of thought he was like, I got this big math test, but also I might be bi.
Okay.
So what's going on here?
Right.
It was a lot of going on.
Okay. All right, cool.
Yeah. It's called the Bi Song.
Okay.
There was a lot of math jokes in it.
Damn.
And sexual references. It was good. It was really good. People, shockingly, that didn't take off. The mathematics bisexual community we thought was bigger than it is. Turns out it isn't. All right, let's get to NFL No Huddle. Man, things you thought you'd never tell thousands of people at once. Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers have agreed to terms on a 1-year contract, and he is expected to attend minicamp next week.
I mean,
so there you have it.
What did y'all say? And he's absolutely crazy. It's the worst kept secret.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why I think last week we were talking about it. I was like, why is everybody mad at Aaron Rodgers? He don't play for the Steelers.
True.
Yeah. So, I mean, and if you're talking about holding the Steelers hostage, the Steelers want to be held hostage.
Yeah. It seemed like there had to have been a wink, wink, nudge, nudge, yeah, behind the scenes handshake.
They said he was still communicating with Arthur Smith and obviously Mike Tomlin and everything. So they pretty much knew he was coming. It's good that he's coming just like getting this one in.
That was always our thought when we talk about it. I mean, at a certain point, your offseason program starts.
Yes.
Like, you'd like to have your starting quarterback, first of all, known,
right.
but then also kind of in there so you could start working on stuff and get ready for the season. Obviously, he has an advantage that most guys don't have in that he's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
Yes.
So probably takes him a little bit less time to get ready, but you'd still like him to get to know his teammates and all that. I do wonder, here's my conspiracy theory.
Okay.
I think Roger Goodell is still mad that the Luka thing happened Super Bowl week.
Okay.
And he was like, you stole our headlines during Super Bowl week when we dominate the headlines. Hold the Aaron Rodgers news until game one of the NBA Finals.
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not crazy.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it.
There's crazier theories than that.
I'm not mad at it.
Roger Goodell's like, all right, if you guys are going to announce this, announce it mid-afternoon, game one of the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
So, because it's on ESPN, they're not going to be able to help themselves.
Right.
They talked about it on the pregame show.
Yes, I know.
They spent NBA Finals pregame time talking about Aaron Rodgers.
I ain't mad at you for that one, Doug.
Not crazy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I ain't mad at you.
Okay,
I ain't mad at you for that one right there.
Thank you.
But yeah, I mean, you got it in. Now he's, he's better than
what was that yours, Abe?
He's better than what you had.
I wasn't okay.
You know, as far as Mason Rudolph and whoever the hell else they got down, out there, Will Howard and everything like that, and he's a 1-year deal. And you know, he can't do Aaron Rodgers things, meaning take over Pittsburgh. That's Mike Tomlin's team,
mm-hmm.
and Mike Tomlin ain't gonna let you do that. And I'm sure Aaron has enough respect for him.
You think?
I think so. I think
Aaron has respect for anything?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think Mike T garners his respect. I really do.
I would hope so.
I really do believe that. It's going to be interesting because they still are not going to be a pass-happy team. They're going to want to run the football.
Which is good for an older quarterback.
Exactly. And so we'll see how it goes. I was always interested in the Aaron Rodgers-Arthur Smith dynamic more than Arthur Smith and Mike T.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about because we know how – bullheaded Arthur Smith is.
Uno Nuno. Yeah.
And if he calls something that, like he don't want to call, like Aaron checks out of something.
Yeah. Uh-oh. No, it feels like, you know, they're a 2-4 away from having a sideline blow up.
Yeah.
You know, which fine. Great. Like, that'd be awesome. Yeah. I would love to see Aaron Rodgers and Arthur Smith yell at each other in public.
You would love that.
Yeah,
huh?
That'd be fine. I mean, I don't really give a damn one way or the other how the Steelers do.
Yeah.
So yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah. Like if it tanks and Arthur Smith and Aaron Rodgers have like a public falling out.
It's gonna happen.
That would be phenomenal.
It's gonna happen.
That would be phenomenal theater.
But I mean, that's usually happens when you lose.
Exactly. That's the thing. Like if Mike they Tito start off bad. Yeah. Think about Arthur Smith now. Like dating back to his whole career as a play caller. Has he ever had the same quarterback in back-to-back seasons?
I think he had Ryan Tannehill twice.
Did he?
I think.
Because obviously
you said as the OC?
Right, as the play caller.
Oh.
Because they had Mariota, and then they benched him, and then Tannehill for the next half of that year, and then maybe the next year?
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Or did he get but that's not the start of the season.
Tannehill started for like 3 years, though, didn't he?
I know, but how long was Arthur Smith the play caller?
I think three.
Was he?
I think so.
Okay, so in that case, then yes. Yeah. Then the theory is blown up. If not, because I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not. Maybe it is. But then he comes here. He's got Matt Ryan. He's got Marcus Mariota. He's got Desmond Ridder. And then he goes there. Was last year the first year?
Yes.
Russell Wilson. Mm-hmm. And then Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
That's also like a wild collection of quarterbacks.
Yeah, and though Justin Fields in there.
Matt Ryan. Oh, yeah, that's right. Justin Fields in there,
too. But think about this, though. He was their fourth option. They wanted staff.
Who was their fourth option?
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, the Steelers?
I mean, yeah, the Steelers.
They wanted
Matt Stafford. They wanted to re-sign Justin. So the third option, I should say. And then, all right, you want to come play football, Aaron? But, yeah, they wanted Matt Stafford bad. But staff was like, I'll stay here in L.A. They're going to give me more money.
Yeah, that was a smart move his behalf.
Justin's like, no, the Jets say I can be the starting quarterback. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go there and get my money and go start and play y'all in the first game.
Anthony Richardson has suffered an injury to his throwing shoulder.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously that's not great when you're in a quarterback competition.
All right.
Do we know the severity or the timeline on that at all?
From what I would say, Red, after having a couple of days ago, said training camp maybe. He should be ready by training camp. I don't know. I had a question, go back to the Aaron Rodgers thing. It says, because he wore 8 in New York.
Right, because Namath.
He's always worn 12.
Well, Bradshaw.
Hates him.
Yes. So that's not going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, this dude told him to go eat bark.
Yeah, like last week.
Yeah, go eat bark. You really think I'm going to let you wear my number?
No, that's not going to happen.
Yeah,
so
man.
Is he 8?
I don't know. I have no
I don't
clue.
Know what all the retired numbers are in Pittsburgh.
A lot of
what Roethlisberger wear?
Ben wore 11 or 7.
I think it was 7.
Yeah.
I think you're right on 7. So we can't. Okay.
I think it was draft number 11. He wore
7 and 12 are out.
All right.
But 8's there. He wore 8 last. What was the significance of 8?
He wore that in Cal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think he wore 8 at Cal.
Okay.
Yeah, but no. Yeah. You think, Terry, I know you don't like me. and by the way, Bark's good.
Bark's depends
tasty.
On the tree, but bark's delicious.
Yeah. Can I get
12? Yeah, you get maybe? A Western red cedar. The Native Americans used to chew that for medicine. Okay,
yeah.
Terry? So know your history.
Yeah.
I'd pay money to hear that conversation.
Oh, dude.
I'd pay $50 to listen to Aaron Rodgers call Terry Bradshaw and ask him for number 12.
Oh, it'd be so great. It'd be so – what? Because the thing about it, it's well known that he does not like you.
Uh-huh.
He's one of the all-time great Steeler quarterbacks.
Yeah.
He's probably going to be around.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
That'd be great.
That'd be a great conversation.
I'd love to hear it.
Because, like.
And Aaron having to try to sound Aaron, all, like, yeah. polite.
Because Aaron is a petty ass dude.
Yeah.
He's very, very petty.
Does he? You know how everybody's mom has the work voice? Like when you answer the phone and you sound different?
Oh, yeah.
You think Aaron Rodgers has the ask for number 12 voice?
Yes.
You do?
Yes. But, hey, hi, Terry. Aaron here.
Our band, we had another song that was like a blues song.
Okay.
About a guy who had the blues because he had leprosy. So he was super bummed out because his body was falling apart.
Who wrote these songs?
We all did. It's like, we thought we were funny. I don't know. It's kind of a funny concept. He wanted to be a barista, but he couldn't because every time he tried to make a latte, like his finger would fall in it. Nobody wants to drink a finger latte.
Yeah, I got to hear this album.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. I don't know. Proud of it, though. Proud of it. All right, we'll come back. That wasn't cool. We'll talk about the Braves, who basically are a team with leprosy after this. Sports Radio 90.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
2-9 the game.
Why was this the beat on everything? Every time you were at lunch, this beat right here.
Because you could play it.
Yeah.
All you needed was a Coke bottle and a table.
Between that and then everybody trying to do the damn computer love tap.
Oh yeah, the
computer love tap.
When I was in high school, everybody just did the beat of the clip song grinding.
Oh yeah,
that was like you had anything that sounded like metal.
Yes.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 20 minutes away from Backpage with Bo. We'll hear a lot of different stuff, obviously, including how his time at the Metallica concert the other night went. We'll get to some Sports Jeopardy, the back end of that as well. We've got some Brian Snitker audio to play in just a few minutes, but let's do something more fun first. I don't know what that'll be. Anything.
There's a deer in the front yard.
Let's talk about the deer in your front yard.
Yeah, come out. I was loading the car up so I come to work. And I mean, just walked. They just standing there.
How big are we talking?
It wasn't no buck, but mm-hmm. it was an adult deer, mm-hmm. I think. You know, I don't know, was it all in who a kid, but anyway, and he was just right there, and I was like, okay, is he gonna charge me? Because that was my ultimate thing.
But you met eyes?
Yeah, but I'm like, he's probably more scared of me than I am of him.
Probably.
Yeah, and so I didn't say hi or shoe.
You didn't give him
nothing.
Hey, fella.
Yeah, I didn't give him a hey, fella, because I'm like, what if he runs over here? Because my car door is open, so I'm like, damn, would he jump in the car? No, I doubt it. But yeah, he just went on the mosey by himself.
Oh, nice.
About his business.
No panic, didn't run away or anything. Just a couple of mammals respecting each other.
Yeah, and that's what it was. It was a mutual respect, because I looked at him, I gave him that eye contact like, you want this now? You know what I mean? I'm on my turf. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm talking a big game about what I do
hey man,
to wild animals.
I'm, and then I'm on the pavement, too. And I and you know deer can't grip pavement.
That's true.
Yeah, they can't. Everybody knows that. They can't grip the pavement. So I had that pavement.
Yeah,
grip.
So you had the home field advantage on that one.
Oh yeah. Dude.
Well, now what footwear would you have on though?
I was barefoot.
So that's you know.
Yeah, he barefoot.
Good point.
Yeah, he's barefoot. I'm barefoot.
You know what I got hooves?
I got that traction though, dog. You know I got them asphalt bottoms.
What'd you have?
The asphalt bottoms.
Do you have?
Yeah, asphalt bottom feet.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I tell
so that's kind of like a hoof anyway.
Yeah, dog. That's why we got to get, you know, the 100 threads.
Okay.
Yeah, the 100 threads.
You ruined sheets?
Oh,
yeah,
no.
I mean, I have.
Because your feet?
One pair, yeah, my heels, I guess. I don't know. I think I went through a time where, like, in my sleep, I was, I don't know what, like, moving weird or something like that. Couldn't have been my toenails because I keep my toenails cut.
Right.
Had to be my heels.
Oh, yeah.
I was doing something weird with my heels, and my wife, it was before she was even my wife, she was like, there's, like, a hole worn in the bottom of the sheets down there.
Really?
And I was like, well, that's where my feet hit. I didn't know I was doing it. I was asleep.
Yeah.
So I got to take care.
But see, I when we go on vacation, I get them heels right, dog. I got the one that she bought me, one of them egg things.
Oh, yeah. Just kind of grind it down.
Yeah, grind it. Like, when vacation heels are real smooth. Everyday heel, man, it can be ashy. It can be crusty. It don't matter. She like it.
Vacation heels are real smooth.
Yeah.
Drop that one down
for
later.
Yeah, but no, I got that grip on that asphalt, so I was waiting. But no, it was a peaceful,
good
high and by. Went on about his business.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah,
I would hate to have had to heard the story about you beating the hell out of a deer.
Or be getting the hell beat out of me.
I don't know how you would have been.
Because you saw that woman. That woman, I'm bigger than her, though.
Yeah.
I'm bigger than she was.
Plus, they were kind of in the woods.
They were in the woods. Again. On my turf.
Yeah, he had the advantage there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows what her like state of mind was.
Yeah. Like that wouldn't happen to me. Yeah. Like
getting stomped out by a deer.
Yeah, that would
woods?
Not happen
no,
to me.
I don't think so.
That would not happen to me.
That would be shocking.
Yeah. Because
why is Randy not at work today? You're not gonna believe it.
Man, Randy got his ass whipped by a deer.
Stomped out by
Randy,
some hooves.
Randy over at Grady.
Randy wouldn't even really be in a forest very often.
No.
We're not gonna find Randy in a forest where the deer is gonna have the advantage.
No.
Yeah, anyway, I'm glad to hear that it went well.
Yeah, it was
you know what didn't go well?
Some damn Braves.
The ninth inning for the Braves yesterday, and honestly the whole series. I guess the first eight innings went pretty good. They were up 10-4. Third time this year they scored double digits. It was kind of nice to see the bats get going. No one cares about that now, given what happened in the ninth inning. So they're back to 7 games under .500. Now, they were 8. 8 was the low water mark. So I guess at one point during the season, they were slightly worse than this. But it feels worse than that. You thought that they had sort of turned the page a little bit from that terrible start. They've given it all back. Swept at home by the Diamondbacks.
Who were 1-7 coming in, right?
Yeah, they were struggling coming in.
Yeah.
Damn
bunker special. Damn Braves.
Yeah, the Braves.
Braves are at a bunker special.
The Braves are just absolute slump buster right now.
Man.
What is it now? 3 out of the last 13. Mm-hmm. They had three for their last 13. Yeah. They've only won, so that's 10. The 3-10 in their last 13 games, which is awful.
Yeah.
And here's Brian Snitker talking. This is interesting to me because this is something that has come up a lot. I think you and I have probably more so than most been like, leadership. Like, I think they're just not playing good.
Right.
Also, shouldn't Snit be the leader? Like, he's the manager of the team. Seems like he would be. Here's Snit talking about leaders.
Yeah, no, we do. And hopefully, you know, guys in there do. They step in there, you know, they step up and rally the troops. Because that's where it comes from is internally and with the players. You know, they'll do that on good teams. We're a good team. We're not a bad team. We're a good team that's playing bad right now. We can't execute. We can't finish a game. And we got to do better. I got to do better. The coaches got to do better. The players got to do better, quite honestly. And we have a group that can do that, that can rally the thing and get around. Because I've seen it before. I've seen this group do it. And
I mean, but I like the last part he said. The players, they got to get their head out their asses. And if he won't say it, I'll say it. All right, I'm talking about. We were here when you know who was the damn shortstop? I mean the center fielder Malachi and all those boys. We were here before Ozzie and
Ender and Ciarte.
Ender and all those guys. We went through all that. We went through that, and it did not feel as bad as what happened yesterday.
No, because those teams didn't have any expectations.
But it's not even about the expectation. I'm just talking about. Just the fact of how they lost that game.
Yesterday.
It didn't feel that bad.
No, like that's one of the historically worst losses in the history of the franchise.
And you're talking about just that feeling in your stomach when you're like, no, this is not going to happen.
Here's the thing. I had that feeling twice yesterday. Now, it didn't hurt when the Pacers did it, but when the Pacers were hanging around, it was like, I don't know. Don't count them out. They might. We go into the ninth inning, and they hit that home run, and they make it 10-5.
I was like,
we all thought the same thing. Everybody thought the same thing. It was like,
this is not going to happen.
Not now. But you don't think that unless you kind of feel like it might happen.
But you're sitting there, right? Like, oh, hell yeah. But, Andy, the emotion of yesterday, even though they were still going to lose the series, just the fact you had back-to-back homers, Riley's raking. I mean, you're having fun out there playing. I mean, even though Grant Holmes got in trouble early, they were still able to stabilize things. Mm-hmm. And then the dude lived up to his damn name.
Yeah, he blew it.
And you're just like, and I'm sitting there like, okay, is Sneak going to go get him? And then did he go get him too late? But if you went and got him too late, it didn't matter when you went and got him, because that damn Raffy was going to blow it anyway.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You knew he was going to blow it.
He's just been so bad. And we talked about this either earlier this week or last week. I don't know. One of the 15 different discussions we've had about Iglesias this year not being up to what his previous standard was. He's not the same guy.
No.
Like, I understand, and this is what people get mad at Snit about. I think, to me, this is one of the things that I think makes Snit Snit, for better or for worse, is that he's going to give you more chances than most would, right?
Yep.
Especially if you're a veteran with a track record, and Iglesias is a veteran with a track record. There's no question about that. But, like,
he's off the tracks, Andy.
That, and all, but yes, exactly. Like, you also have eyeballs. Like, you're the manager of the team. You're watching a guy not be able to do the things that made him a veteran with a track record.
Right.
He doesn't look the same. It reminds me exactly what we were saying last year about Kirk Cousins midseason. It's like, I'm not an expert on X's and O's or anything, but I can watch a guy today versus when I watched him a month ago, and I can tell you that he looks different.
Yes.
What happened? I don't know what happened. I don't know why Raisel Iglesias can't throw a slider anymore. I don't know, but it happens to everybody. At some point, everybody stops being what they once were.
Yep.
It appears that has happened to him.
Yeah,
They use him in these situations because he's the only guy they have.
Yes.
Because Deisbel Hernandez got hurt earlier this week, and he's gone now.
Yeah.
So now the answer, and this is crazy, the answer now is going to be calling up Craig Kimbrell.
Yes, which they have.
Who's not, he's not the Craig Kimbrell that you remember.
Yes.
He's available, was available, and was claimed by the minor league system of the Atlanta Braves.
Because he's stuck.
For a reason. He got kicked out of Baltimore last year. They made him leave. They told him to get out of here.
Yes.
So
it's gonna be fun with the initial time he comes out with the whole double wang or whatever he does.
Double wang, Craig. Yeah, we call him
double wang and all that other stuff. It's gonna be cute
until he gives up a home run in the eighth inning.
Until the ball is in the damn chop house.
And this is the situation that they find themselves in that makes it hard for me to say that they are a good team, because their answer to that crap sandwich is that.
Yep.
Like, the answer is simply magically, hopefully, play better. Which, yeah, I get it.
Jimenez ain't coming back this year, right?
No.
Okay.
No, he had surgery.
Okay.
So yeah, there's no, like, the guys that are coming back came back.
Yeah, I know.
And you've been worse since.
Yeah.
You know.
But,
so
yeah,
maybe they're not a good team.
Maybe they're not. And you know, don't take this ass whooping you just got here onto the West Coast, man, and get just annihilated, because it looks like it's a possibility.
Yeah, Giants are pretty
good.
That
they're going to come back in a deep ass hole. And I'm talking about, like, even the phrase "a whole lot of baseball left" ain't even enough.
Yeah, no, that starts to be disingenuous to say.
Yes.
Like, when that's the reaction to every bad thing that happens, that just starts to be a crutch. They're in a big ass hole, by the way.
Yes, they are.
They're 11 games out of first
place
right now.
San Francisco and then Milwaukee.
Who's pretty good.
Then you come back and, oh my God.
Who's waiting for you?
Colorado.
Oh, good. That's great news.
With this team? This is good?
Well, I mean, that's there you go. That's a great timeline, though.
Yeah.
Like, what just happened yesterday was rock bottom, right? This is the worst that anyone has felt about the Braves in a long time.
Yes.
Like, honestly, like, Braves fans are as down and out as they've been, understandably. You go out to the West Coast and play poorly against San Francisco, Milwaukee, obviously, you're going there. And then you come back here, and the final game of that series is Father's Day.
Yes.
That series doesn't go good. I mean, people get fired.
Yeah, but
right?
they're not going to make. They're not going to do that.
I don't know. Like, I feel pretty. I've felt pretty confident about that. But, like, this is way worse than I ever thought it would be.
Andy, I don't get shocked a lot.
Yeah.
I would be shocked.
I'd be shocked. Like, and also, you don't hire Freddie Gonzalez to be the third base coach if you're Snit.
Yeah,
you just don't do that. Like, you would just fire Snit. So I would be shocked as well. But like, this is the first time we've ever entertained it.
Yeah, because we've never been here.
Right.
Yeah. We've never been here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So if this was like
I don't know.
If this was like a back to back year thinking.
Yeah. Maybe. But it's also I don't know, does it make it more or less likely that it's the final year of his contract? Because then you can just ride it out and be like, mutually part ways, respect the 50 years of service and all that kind of stuff. That makes it harder to do it?
Because of the service?
Well, that's the last year of the contract.
That makes it easy because of that.
I think it's harder to fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so, too. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo. We'll play some Sports Jeopardy as well. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In the game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy. I hope everybody out there is enjoying this as much as we are. These Funk Friday. It's hard to talk.
Like, yes.
I just want to, but we have to. It's the job. They'd fire us if we just did a whole
segment.
Another
reason we need to be streamed. I have never seen Randy McMichael play as many air drums and air guitar as we have in the
last 3 weeks.
How do you not, dog? I was
or
like,
synthesizer?
Or pop locking like Rerun?
Oh, you absolutely have to. I'm sitting down.
Best thing about Rerun when he was pop locking was that kick he used to do, that karate kick he used to do, dog. Like, oh, man.
What's the dorkiest air instrument to play? Like, air drums, great. Everybody plays air drums. You're in the car. The
guitar.
Like, sort of everybody horn, does like the guitar.
Really?
This is the air-to-air trumpet?
The air trombone's a tough one. I don't know.
I'll go to air trombone.
I think the dorkiest one is the fiddle. And they used to do it when they would play The Devil Comes Down to Georgia at the Braves games. They switched to a different song.
Right.
Like, people be out there air fiddling. I don't know, man. I'm glad they're caught up in the moment, enjoying the song, and having a good time. But that's a dorky-ass look. But I hand in the air. I've been guilty. You get a good, you know, you get a good Avett Brothers song going.
A good Avett Brothers.
The fiddle player
or something
kicks
like
in.
Devil Went Down to Georgia. You
yeah,
absolutely
right.
Have
well, that's
to
what
play
I mean.
The fiddle in
like,
both those parts.
And that's what it would be is because yeah. They played it at Braves games after the seventh inning or during the seventh inning stretch, and then they would show people on the big screen doing it.
Right.
And I was like, that looks weird. Like, it's ridiculous.
What about the harmonica?
Air harmonica. Yeah. Also silly.
Damn. That was cool.
You looked pretty cool doing that.
Thank you.
It looked like you were eating like
dude, how many harmonicas have you ever had?
I had one as a kid.
I've had like four harmonicas, yeah. Dude.
Very hard to play.
Very hard to play. Yeah.
Jack has one right now. He's terrible at it.
Yeah.
Sucks. Yeah, that's all he does. One note. It's like, dude, slide it around a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, man.
Try to mix it up.
But no, I mean, anytime you can, because deep down, every athlete wants to be a musician. Every musician wants to be an athlete. I don't truly believe that. I should say people say that. I was cool doing what I did because the music business is ragged, first of all. And the reason I'm saying that now is I got to go listen to this new Lil Wayne because I'm getting bad reviews. And I'm getting bad reviews from people that I trust
exactly.
With music.
People whose opinion you care
people
about.
People whose opinion that I care about music.
George Foster.
George Foster.
Whose yep. opinion I yes. believe yep. more than almost any yes. music, especially when it comes to
yes.
rap music.
Yes. George is not feeling it.
He said Lil Wayne needs to stop making albums.
Yes.
Like that was
yes.
his that yes. was his review boy, of
yeah,
the album.
Yeah, Big George is Big George. I saw that this morning, I was like, I'm
yeah,
still
no.
listening to it.
I'm gonna listen
I'm
to it. Yeah,
I'm still listening to it. And I'm
you can't listen to all of the first five Carters
yeah.
and not listen to the Carter Six.
I mean, this.
But they make another Rocky, I'll watch another Rocky. You know what I mean? I'm gonna watch it.
There's no more storylines.
I know.
There's no more storylines.
Just like Lil Wayne.
There's no more storylines.
There's nothing
than Rocky,
left to
man.
Give.
Nothing else. There's no. What? No, he can't do nothing else. All right. No. No.
What was the one Balboa when he like was running the restaurant?
It was awful.
It was awful.
It was awful.
But I watched it. I think I even went to the theater and watched
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it was awful. It was awful because he was hooking up with that ugly ass little girl that was like, "Hey, Rocky, blank you." And then all of a sudden, all these years later, you start hooking up with her. Ew.
Anyway, yeah. let's get to the back page with Bo.
Ew.
Hey. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
Well, so we're a whole 2 days, but we're an eighth and ninth inning meltdown by the lineup and a ninth inning meltdown by the bullpen
yep.
since I've been here last. So
yeah.
I think that as far as that goes, the culmination of both of the last two games is definitely rock bottom because you've
yes.
had it from both ends of the team.
I think it is.
You know,
I think it's rock bottom.
Speaking of Metallica, absolutely fantastic show. Seen them 7 times, and that's, you know, there's a lot more people that have seen them a lot more times. But one of the best I've ever seen. One of the best concerts I've ever been to once Metallica hit the stage. It was absolutely fantastic.
What was your favorite part?
They did a great version of One. And look, James Hetfield, at whatever age, 60, is still doing things he was doing when he was 20.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because he's been sober for like 20 years now, and, you know, that rock and roll lifestyle will take it out of you.
Hell yeah. Well.
But look, they are just as good of a rock band as they were 30 years ago. And, you know, One was great. One of my favorite songs off one of their most hated albums is Fuel, because it came out in 96 off of Load, which everybody hates Load because they kind of, when the 90s hit, they kind of had to retune themselves or they were going to be left behind. They
it was kind of more grungy, was that?
Yeah, what? And they cut all their hair off and, they, you know, they had some different sounding riffs and whatnot. Mm. I was a kid in the 90s. I loved Load. But yeah, it was fantastic. Inner Sandman was great.
You could write it down and say it at 158 if you want, or 55. That could be a takeaway of the Abe look. Yeah, you
when, did, when did they do Sandman?
They did it last.
They did last.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
It was great. High drama in the Women's College World Series last night. If you're watching this one, so Texas Tech ends up staving off University of Texas, who tried to creep back into the last, in the seventh inning again. Najee Kandeh the last two nights has given up runs in the seventh inning. Two
you think
nights
she's
ago.
Tired?
Yes.
Okay. She's gotta be tired.
Gotta be tired.
She's gotta be tired.
That's one of the things I was talking with Rusty about this morning. You know, should they have broken some of that off and gotten another pitcher? Maybe $800,000 to her and $400,000 to somebody else.
Yeah.
But that's what she did at Stanford. She pitched. Now, to Stanford didn't make it all the way to the final.
Right.
Maybe that's why. But you can tell she is kind of wearing down. It's going to be – so Texas had to put in their ace starter last night to try to come back into that game. She ended up giving up a couple runs too. So both starting pitchers tonight will have pitched the game before, only Najee Kandeh's pitched 90 pitches in every game they've had thus far.
When's the last game they played she didn't pitch? She's pitched in every game in the World Series.
Every game in the World Series, the tournament, yeah. The tournament. Regular season, they did use multiple pitchers.
So, like,
Texas rolled out four pitchers last night.
SEC championship game, she pitched, I'm sure.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right? So,
now, I'm not sure how far they made it in the No, see, that SEC.
Well, they didn't win. They didn't win. That's right.
You're talking about university.
They're not in the Big 12. They're not in the
Big 12. Big 12.
Did they win the Big 12 tournament? Whatever. So it's been a while.
They came into the tournament as a 12 seed, so I don't even think they won the Big 12. They may have. I don't follow the Big 12 a whole lot in the regular season, but. So, yeah, stay tuned tonight, 8 o'clock. So you've got Stanley Cup versus championship game for the Women's College World Series. I'm going to be very interested to see which one gets more views.
Ooh. Yeah. I would. I would guess Stanley Cup.
It's going to have mine.
Yeah. I'll flip back and forth.
Yeah.
I would have them both on, but softball is going to get the volume. Softball got the volume last night.
But you're a huge softball
guy. Yeah, of course.
Like, but I think that
actually you're not even going to be there.
I'm not even a hockey guy.
You're going to be with me.
I'm not even a hockey guy.
Yeah, but it's going to be on somewhere.
Yeah, I'm not a hockey guy.
You got outdoor TV over there?
I don't know.
All right.
It'll be on my phone if not.
Okay.
So I saved a couple back. Media availability, if we have time here. We're going to try to make time. Media availability for the Falcons this week. Bijan Robinson here. Got two clips I wanted to play for y'all. Bijan was asked about flag football. Now, while you may think we know the answer to what he is trying to do, Bijan actually says he wants to play.
They can be running with the football, and they can get this low to the ground, just like not get touched. No NFL player is doing that, or trying to do that at least. So I think it's gonna come down to, like, obviously our schedule and like where it lies and how the teams can, like, if they let us even go. But I would love to play in that game if given the opportunity. But obviously, like, we'll see. And I don't want it to affect my team and what we got going on here.
It's on Bijan Robinson playing.
You don't want to play.
Perfect answer.
You don't want to play.
Perfect answer. Like, try to make it really sound like you want to.
Yeah, you don't
want
to play.
To pump up the interest in it.
So you don't think that he actually wants to play?
No. I don't think a lot of you do want to play. I think a lot of you do is just selling wolf tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I think they're encouraged to do so.
Yeah,
as
I don't think they want to play.
Mm-mm. Hey, when you're at, they're going to be asked about this.
Yeah.
Make it sound cool.
Make it sound good. No,
make it sound cool. And Bijan went, like, he went a long way.
I don't think they
They're doing stuff NFL guys can't do.
I just don't think they want to play. I don't. And I don't think organization's going
to
let.
How far down the depth chart until you get to the guys that want to play?
Probably the second
and third
team.
I don't think. Squad?
I just don't think there's no star players going to play.
I just don't think teams will let them.
That's my biggest thing. Yeah. Why would I let you go play?
Yeah, no way, man.
Right before training camp or during training camp?
Get hurt doing that. Yeah. Our season's ruined? I don't think so.
Yeah, like, but it's during training camp.
Yeah, we're not.
Summer Olympics, right?
Yeah.
Training camp.
Yep.
Yeah, no, you can't do that.
Yeah, I'd have a hard time seeing
it. I'm sorry, brother.
All right, let's get to Sports Jeopardy.
I'm sorry, brother.
About what?
That's what I would have to tell them.
Oh.
I'm sorry, brother. You can't go.
Can't do it. Andy.
Randy.
Abe.
Abe.
Hi, guys. How many wins will the eventual NBA champion have in the playoffs?
Andy. Randy.
Andy.
16.
Yep.
That is correct. 1-0 start. Larry O'Brien was the commissioner of the NBA for just under 9 years, the championship trophy named after him. Give me 1 year in which he presided.
Randy.
Randy.
Huh. Okay. 71.
71 is incorrect.
I have no idea. 65.
65 went the wrong way. Randy was closer. 75 to 84,
before. Oh, and then Stern took over for him.
Yes.
Oh, really? I didn't realize that.
Okay. I didn't realize that was that close either. Yeah. All right.
Reggie Miller is by far the leading scorer in Indiana Pacers history. Who is second?
Randy. Rick Smits?
That is correct.
Wow. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah.
Rick
Smits. Well done. Is that the Duncan Dutchman?
Duncan Dutchman, baby.
Nicely done.
Gonna switch team histories here. Who has the most points in Seattle Supersonics / Oklahoma Randy. City Thunder franchise history?
Randy.
Randy.
Gary Payton.
That is incorrect.
Who cares? Not interested.
You don't want to answer it.
Nope.
All right. What? Russell Westbrook was the correct answer.
Okay. He never played for the Sonics.
I said or Oklahoma City Thunder franchise history. Who was the only player to win NBA Defensive Player of the Year award while wearing a Pacer jersey?
Randy.
Randy.
Oh, God. Did you say Player of the Year?
Defensive.
Defensive Player of the Year?
Player of the Year award in a Pacer jersey.
Oh, God.
You said Randy?
Yeah. In a Pacers uniform? Roy Hibbert?
Incorrect.
Ron Artest?
Ron Artest in 2004.
I went up with the Lakers.
Name all of the players that have won an MVP award in Seattle Supersonics slash, yes.
MVP? Now, they didn't have to win it with the team, right?
While wearing
okay.
a jersey.
So
yeah.
you got KD.
Correct.
Russ.
Yes.
Okay, James was Houston. Who am I missing? From the Sonics. I got it. And SGA.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was like,
there you go.
Again, no one in the Sonics won it.
Yeah.
So what's the point?
That
of
is
even,
correct.
What's the point of like, putting it in the question? Else.
I had to ask the full question.
He didn't.
Winning the award in back-to-back seasons, which Indiana Pacers player took home Sixth Man of the Year?
Andy. Jalen Rose?
Incorrect. In 1991 and 1992.
You said, say it again?
Oh! Back-to-back player Sixth Man of the Year awards in 91-92 for the Pacers.
Oh, who came off the bench during those times? No, it wasn't him. No, it wasn't Mark Jackson. Was it? No, it wasn't Travis Best. Was it Travis Best?
It was not.
It was Detlef
Schrempf.
Dang it.
Winner of the 2008-2009 NBA Mascot of the Year Award. What is the name or type of animal of the mascot of the Oklahoma City Thunder? You just want to guess an animal?
Randy.
Randy.
Is it a bear?
No.
Oh, okay.
Andy, you boycotting? Rumble the Bison.
Unfamiliar with the franchise.
Okay. Rumble the Bison. It is tied 2-2. We need a winner. I should just keep asking Oklahoma City questions until Randy gets one.
Guarantee a winner if you keep throwing this. I've never been this close to cussing on the radio before.
Pacers legendary sharpshooter Reggie Miller is part of a shooting club that only 8 other players in NBA history have qualified for. What are the shooting percentages required?
40, 50, 90.
That is correct. 50% right. Field goal, 40% 3, 90% 3
go.
Point.
I think my headphones were too loud.
Oh, okay. I was like, damn, it ain't that bad.
No, I think because I keep mine pretty turned up, but then he turns up and then, I don't know.
Yeah,
anyway, good. We did it.
All right.
Andy wins 3-2.
Glad we can move on from that one.
There's some holdovers for next week.
That upset?
I don't enjoy it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't enjoy it. It's just, it's not.
Like, between that and the Oregon stuff, like, you really got issues, bro.
I know.
I love you, man, but damn.
I don't know. Like, you know.
Look at you. Like, you,
I think I'm genuinely pretty, like,
no,
well-adjusted in life.
Not these two things.
I know.
Oregon and the damn.
I know. These are my things.
Dude.
These are my things.
I'm looking at you over there like.
Well, it's like one of those things where it's like, you know.
Uh-oh.
Pretty well-worn territory that I feel like that, right?
Yeah.
Been working with us for a while. We just actively just do that. Anyway, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the show. Spurs, whatever, 1 o'clock hour, whatever it is. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.